actor Josh Radnor is finding his voice.
Real life, it keeps coming, sunshine. I could use some rays of hope and clarity.
For 9 years, Josh Radnor starred in the hit TV series How I Met Your Mother. He played Ted Mosby, an architect searching for his future wife. But a painful real-life breakup inspired Radnor to take a road trip with his dog Nelson and a guitar.
It doesn't take that long to learn the basic chords on a guitar. And if you get C, G, D, you know, F, E minor, A minor, you can write thousands of songs. That's kind of the folk tradition, you know, three chords and a truth.
I will call upon the mystical, the magical, the fanciful, illogical, and pray.
Josh Radnor is now releasing his debut album. It's called Eulogy Volume 1.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, trying to being associated with such a character that so many people know and are thinking about.
I'm in love with her, okay? If you're looking for the word that means caring about someone beyond all rationality and wanting them to have everything they want, no matter how much it destroys you, it's love.
But you are also trying to express yourself in different ways. Talk to me about that shadow and living with that.
Well, that is a very big question that we certainly don't have enough time to cover in depth.
Well, this is a therapy session. This is therapy.
Just bill me. You'll get your full fee. I think that as you get to be maybe in your 40s, you've had enough of a kind of sample size of life where you've had some success, you've had some failure, you've had regrets, you have triumphs, you've had, you know, all these things. You've hurt people, you've been hurt. And something about making music, telling stories, I still love telling stories. You know, I was a part of a really big 9-year story. You know, it's both liberating and imprisoning to be a part of something like that, to be associated with something like that. I'm endlessly grateful for it, and I have some frustrations around it. But luckily, I get to tell stories, and I get to keep moving forward.
Is it difficult to transition between, like, television and acting and music?
50% of my skills were transferable and 50% I had to pick up as I, you know, on the job. Learning how to, of course, write songs was a whole new thing, and play songs, you know, being calm enough and relaxed enough so that you can play in time, so that your fingers don't shake when you're doing finger picking. There were all sorts of things I've had to learn on the job, but they've also been really fun to learn, sometimes scary, but in the best kind of way.
I'm alone. What a pity I won't be soon in New York City when I see you. Please permit me to tell you everything in New York City.
So your new album is called Eulogy. And eulogies, that means basically like the good words, right? Like, I mean, obviously it's what you deliver at a funeral, but it basically means to deliver good words, right?
I don't know that I'd ever heard that definition, but I love it. I think that that's a wonderful definition. I'm going to use that from now on. In this case, the title of the album, Eulogy, came from this idea that each song that I had written was a bit of an elegy or a eulogy to a part of myself. These parts of myself that had served me for a time and were no longer necessary, and I was kind of, you know, thanking them and laying them to rest.
How did you land on, like, the folk sound of this album? Because it is very folksy, you know, kind of guitar heavy. How did you land on that?
Well, in some ways, it's my taste and what I grew up with. You know, there was a lot of Bob Dylan and John Denver and Jim Croce and Judy Collins in my house. So I grew up loving Peter, Paul, and Mary. You know, I love the sound of an acoustic guitar telling a really good story. Whenever I hear that, it does something to me. It calms me down, even when I pick up a guitar and start playing.
I want to call her up, say, how are you? How's things? Are you doing all right?
Eulogies seems to mourn a relationship that has been lost. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is this about letting go of that relationship that had ended?
That song, I'm glad you played some of that. It's called You Can Sleep Alone Tonight. And that's one of my favorite songs on the record. And that's really about being in a hotel room in New York City and having broken up with someone and feeling very lonely and thinking it was a good idea to call them. And I kind of wrote that as a way to talk myself out of that because I didn't think it'd be a good idea for either of us to see each other again. You know, there's a lot of songs that are kind of, baby, it's cold outside, come on over. And this is a song that, you know, says, you know, on second thought, maybe it's not a good idea. So it's kind of a sadder but wiser song.
You can sleep alone tonight. You can sleep alone. You feel like you are 17, your back says you are 45, at least it does this morning.
Sometimes the things that we are making peace with or saying goodbye to, even if it's not literally it's your family, it's the things that you learned growing up or the things that were imparted on you. Do you think that there's a song on this album that particularly stands out in your mind about that? And what are you eulogizing?
The final song on the album is called Joshua 45:46. And it looks like a Bible verse, but it's actually, I was 45 years old. I was days away from my 46th birthday. My back had gone out. So I wrote this song as a, I don't know if it was a pep talk to myself, but I grew up, you know, with stories from the Torah. And so I'm still very moved by sacred literature of all kinds. And so it talks about, you know, Joshua and the bringing down the walls of Jericho and how the same thing's happening to me, that the walls are coming down. You know, and I sing about becoming a songwriter later in life. So it's quite an autobiographical song, but it's also a healing, and there's some real release.
Oh, Joshua, he made a mighty sound, and the walls came tumbling down in old Jericho. And now I bear his name, and I'm doing the same. The walls are coming down.
That's actor, filmmaker, and musician Josh Radner talking about his debut album, Eulogy, Volume 1. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Aisha. It was great to talk to you.
I wish that I had started sometime in the 90s, but I'm not sure I had much to say.